Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole today. Oh my God, I'm fumbling my words. We're going to share why in a second. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And today I have a very special show for you. And the reason it's special is because I am the guest. And I think that's why I'm fumbling around. So Lisa Azizian from The Morning Show with Robin Lisa is taking my seat and I'm letting her do the driving. In her own words, what Lisa does best is help a variety of people tell their stories, which I love that. She has interviewed hundreds of people within the community, such as authors, entrepreneurs, artists, and musicians. So, Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
I am so honored. Hi, Nicole.
Isn't this fantastic?
Yeah, and I know you fumbled a little bit just because I'm in your chair.
That's why. We put you in my chair so that I would know that I'm not driving.
Mm-hmm. We could co-pilot if you prefer.
Kind of a co-pilot. It'll be good.
Okay.
It'll be good. So we are talking all about, and this is why you're interviewing me, all about Powerful Women Revealed. And it's a business that I've built.
And I think it's important to go back to your roots, because that really is the foundation for what you're doing today. So
yes,
we got to start. Let's go way back. Let's rewind.
Okay, rewind. Way, way back. So I basically was a stay-at-home mom for about 8 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And during when my daughter turned, I have four children. So my third child is a girl. And when she turned one, I said to my husband, okay, we either got to have another baby or I need to get a job because I want more challenge. Uh-huh. You know, there are some people that want more challenge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. And at the time, my aunt had this photo business and I called her up and I said, hey, can I, you know, work with you somehow with this business? Maybe I sell the stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And everybody had something in the neighborhood. Like everybody, right. Like, I had a neighbor that made jewelry.
Okay.
And
sure.
I had another neighbor that was a nurse. Mm-hmm. And one that's a teacher. And another one that did this and that. And everybody had their thing.
Right.
And so when I started the photo business, I called it Images Everything. Because it was putting photos on everything.
Yes.
Right. You remember that?
I sure do. I think I still have a coffee mug that you created for us many moons ago, the South Shores Morning News. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
I forgot about those.
Yep.
So anyway, at a certain point, I was introduced to WATD back in April 5th, 2013, was when I had a conversation with a gal who used to work here. And she said, I've been listening to you from the other room and you sound like you'd make a great radio talk show host.
Ta-da!
And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, so I've just met you 2 weeks ago. So I didn't know her that well.
Right.
But I asked her a few questions and decided to give it a shot. And what the heck? It's a meeting. There's no commitment. I'll just go meet with Mr. Perry, have a conversation, right? See how things go.
Yeah, what harm can come from that?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't put a lot of stake in it.
Sure.
And I just thought, you know, I run into women entrepreneurs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be great to have a show for women entrepreneurs? And the gal that I spoke with, I said, how come you don't have a radio show anymore? And she said, selling the advertising got to be a too much, right? Ah.
Okay.
Because you have radio is not free.
Right.
Some people
keep the lights on.
Absolutely. It's not. This is not a .org. WATD is a for profit business, right? And so I thought to myself, over the weekend, I was kind of like, how could I do this differently?
Sure.
So that I don't burn out.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was running different jobs, entrepreneurial, full-time work, and she got burnt out. And I thought, how could I do this differently?
Mm.
And so I surveyed a bunch of women on Facebook on a private message and asked them if they would pay for quality media interview.
Right.
Radio interviews.
Right.
Right? And 99% said yes. The one that said no was my aunt.
I'm not paying you, Nicole.
The one that said no, and not that she didn't want to pay me.
Mm.
She just didn't want to be on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she just wasn't aware of the magnitude, the impact that radio can have.
Yeah. I bet she's regretting it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. But anyway,
it's not too late to call her.
It's not too late. She still has a business. But anyway, so that's kind of how it started. You want me to go further back than that?
But I want you to tell me sort of how it's evolved.
So
there's this entrepreneurial spirit that you embody. There mm-hmm. is this desire to connect with people. So that's what
women.
We know about you, to connect with women.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to help them. So talk about how you're doing that through radio and what that means to you, to be able to do that, to be able to, you know, Ed Perry, speaking of the owner of the radio station, always says, you know, we want to give people the microphone, give them the megaphone, which is the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So how has it evolved over the years for you?
Well, every step of the way, because I'm in my sixth year now here, every step of the way, I have pivoted and shifted mm-hmm. when I saw a need.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a social media need. So I'm like, okay, I'll help you with your social media posts. I'll help you create the... I'm a great writer. I'm mm-hmm. writing a book right now. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
And it's all about love. And so I'll help them with their social media copy.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, you know, YouTube has been crazy.
Right. Right. It's an amazing platform.
Right. And so everybody wanted videos. So I'm like, okay, I'll be the cameraman, camerawoman, and I'll put videos together.
Right.
And wow. And then, of course, there's, you know, the tip of the... The icing on the cake is the quality commercials inside the show.
Sure.
So so it has evolved. And now what it's involved lately and what I'm doing now is I am really creating a team of powerful women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about the radio anymore. It's about coming together in person.
It's a community.
It's a community.
Okay.
Yeah. It's getting pretty powerful.
What? I can feel it. I can feel it. Well, there's so much more that we want to get to, and we have more to uncover. We're going to talk about the book, as you mentioned, in a little bit. And for people that are right now, they're thinking, let me find more. Give us your website, right, so that people can make sure that they connect with you
so
online.
And I'm everywhere on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Instagram everywhere. And I don't do a heck of a lot, but I am everywhere. it's powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Okay,
mm-hmm.
perfect. So this sense of building the community is just something that we need, and we don't even know we need it. But I mean, I think a perfect example is, I mean, you talked about raising your kids. I became a mom a few years ago, and it takes a village. It
mm-hmm.
really does. So the power of the community is so strong, not even just in your world here in a family, but for the business community to come together. And that's something, as I, you know, learn more about you and about your past, I mean, all of the work you've done has really been to pull people together.
Yeah, and it's women, and it's especially women entrepreneurs. It's also small women that are small business owners. So it doesn't mean you don't have brick and mortar, or you do. But ideally, it's that woman that's in a home office that has a viable business, that wants to connect and wants to pivot when she needs to pivot, and wants coaching and motivation and
you know, every time I leave my meeting, I just feel so freaking pumped on top of the world. So it's anyway, I could go on and on.
Yeah. Well, yes, we want you to. We absolutely want you to. We want to learn more because
I'm trying desperately not to look at Kathy in the other room because I don't know if she's waving and how much time we have left.
Okay. Well, we are going to transition to a break, but there's a lot more that we want to uncover and a lot more we want to learn about Nicole. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed here on WATD. And of course, you can go online for more information, powerfulwomenrevealed.com. She's social. She's very social, folks. So get out there. And we're going to learn more. We're going to talk about your cards, which I think is fascinating, yes. Coming up. So we'll be right back after the break.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. And since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them Reflections Cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Order your Reflections Cards today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Marketing can be fun and easy at Leone Marketing Solutions. Rachel Leone can help you stand out from the crowd with innovative ideas and cutting-edge products. Rachel is the marketing professional that can help you boost your brand and stand out in the marketplace with the power of promotional products. Rachel Leone is your marketing expert. Leone Marketing Solutions is 100% women-owned, and they make it easy for you to do business with them. Visit LeoneMarketingSolutions.com today and get your next idea started. That's Leone, L-E-O-N-E, MarketingSolutions.com.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed here on WATD 95.9 WATD. This is Lisa Azizi, and by the way, I'm in the driver's seat right now. I am your host to take you on the journey of what is Powerful Women Revealed? Who is Nicole Perry? She is your host of the show. But today I have a chance to interview Nicole, and I've been fascinated by Nicole. She's been hosting this program for over five years now here on WATD on Sundays after the new news. And what I want to know, though, Nicole, is the drive here is to build community and to really highlight the women that are part of our world that are making moves, that are achieving their goals, they've got a passion, and they want to share that with people. You are the way that they can do that. You're one of the tools that they have to do that. Why are you so passionate about this?
Well, there's many different reasons why I'm so passionate. One of them is I believe that every woman needs to have their voice. They mm-hmm. need to have, they deserve to have a stage, a platform to share their story. We all want to hear stories. Mm-hmm. And women, I'm goosebumping myself right now. Mm-hmm. Women, especially that are caregivers. Mm. So doesn't matter who you're caring for, but right. especially women that are caregivers, they just want to provide financial for their family.
Mm-hmm.
They
right.
that you know, so whether they're in multi-level marketing or they have a small business or they're you know, a solopreneur, they really want to provide for their family. They something financial mm-hmm. more than being a mom or taking care of the parents or what have you. Mm-hmm. So that I mean, that just drives me. Right. And I just...
It's inspiration, really.
So,
it's very inspirational.
I so value collaborating with women. Mm. Collaboration is love.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like, really. It's, you know, everything I do is from my heart. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Now, I say I wear my brain on my sleeve because I just... Isn't that disgusting?
It is kind of a funky patch.
Yes.
There on the, you know, the jean jacket there on the sleeve. Yeah, I know. I'm flashing back to jean jackets and patches for some reason. But
I'm an open book.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I share everything. The cards are all about supporting women.
All right. Talk about the cards, though, because you brought this up a couple of times, but for listeners that don't know, what are you talking about when you say the cards?
Okay. So I created these cards, and they're like tarot cards. They're like big, mm-hmm. 3x5, and there's 80 of them in a deck. And I created them. Well, I had the idea because I was playing with some tarot cards. Yeah. I have one set at home, and I was playing with them, and I was like, annoyed that I had to go to the book and figure it out. You know, there's three cherubs under a tree and one's eating an apple and there's a paperclip on the floor. Like, what is it all supposed to mean? And so, you know, I'm like trying to figure it out. And I just, all of a sudden, the thought came to me. I was like, wouldn't this be great to have tarot cards for the entrepreneurial spirited businesswoman?
Mm.
And so the cards I created, there are 8 categories and there are 10 cards in each category. So there's 10 health and wellness cards, and there might be a card about exercise mm-hmm. or nutrition, or, you know, the food being served at networking events is not ideal for my diet. And then there's cards about relationships, which are all about potential clients. There's cards about networking. There's cards about just, you know, being creative about your brand.
So the goal here is that these are powerful women reflections. So do you start your day every day by picking a card?
Mostly every day. Sometimes I wait for the team meeting because we pull the cards at every team meeting.
Okay.
And now we're like each meeting, my vision is to almost have a little mini workshop at each meeting, fine-tuning who your ideal client is. There's a card on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, putting some bigger projects on the back burner. There's a card on that. Like, mm-hmm. the cards are meant for motivating yourself.
Okay, right.
Like, read the cards. What you read on a card mm-hmm. is going to be different from what I see,
mm-hmm.
even
mm-hmm.
though we're reading the same words.
The way you interpret it and the way
yes.
you put it into action.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So I actually, I picked a card, and this is kind of perfect.
For you.
This was sort of meant to be today.
And I even told you could put it back and pick another one if you didn't like it.
No, I want this card. I'm going to take it home. I'm going to ruin the deck. It's a 79 card deck now.
No, take a picture
okay,
of it.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, so I pulled this is an awareness category, mindful universe, education.
Mm.
So it starts by saying, the card says L, and that is what?
It's limiting belief.
A limiting belief. It is challenging to educate people on what I do. And I say, no way, Jose.
Yeah.
I say, no, I talk on air to tell stories, and it's easy for me to tell people that.
Yeah, and it's not challenging for me either,
mm-hmm.
I have to add. However, some women feel that because
yes.
people don't get what they do.
Mm. The S is the next line.
Power of suggestion.
Suggestion. I can focus on one successful aspect of how I help others succeed. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. I hope I'm giving some confidence in people to mm-hmm. be able to tell their story. And then we have the
A is for affirmation.
Affirmation. I am serving many people beyond what I can see.
Isn't that crazy that you picked that card?
Damn straight.
Hello, radio. We can't see any of them.
No.
Isn't
I mean,
that
sometimes
funny?
They show up with a Danish or something in the morning. That's me. Hey, thank you for that. But yeah, you're right. So that was very interesting because it absolutely fits. And I can tell the way this has been created that there are going to be days where I'll wonder, how does this fit? Mm-hmm. And it's my challenge to sort of discover that and make that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great way, I think, to start the day.
It's very thought-provoking.
Right.
That it's meant to be thought-provoking, and it's meant every card, some cards have many layers of sort of information that you might receive.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty powerful.
So
they're on my website for $58 a deck.
I was just going to ask you.
But there's a button on there for $44. I don't know how to only have one button, so just I don't know. I'm just like so not techie.
Bottom line is go to the website.
Just click the $44 one and get yourself a $44 deck. It's my sale price, basically.
Hey, that's
it's what I do in person. It's what I do in person for people.
PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Get your deck, Powerful Women Reflections. It was really interesting to walk through this with you because this is a tool that you use. Now, you talked about your community. You talked about your group. We do have to take a break in a moment. So we're going to come back and we're going to learn a little bit more about this.
And the book.
Community and about the book. This is a newsflash. Breaking news about this book. So I am very curious to learn more. And you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. And we'll be right back.
Communication is one of life's most fundamental joys, yet often taken for granted until it is lost or doesn't develop. If you are questioning your child's development, the offices of Suzanne Ducharme, an innovative clinical practice located in Norwell, can help. Founder and master clinician Suzanne Ducharme provides a warm and compassionate approach to pediatric speech pathology with craniosacral therapy and holistic family coaching to support families with special needs children. Book a consultation today at childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com. That's childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com.
How are your employees showing up to work? Do they bring their whole self, play to their strengths, and exceed expectations? Steinberg HR is a consulting company with a strong human resource foundation and operations background. Human resources can directly impact a business's return on investment. Wouldn't it be great to see a piece of you in each of your employees? Steinberg HR can create a long-term strategy so that your team will flourish and your business will thrive. Contact them today to start the conversation at steinberghr.com.
No one pays more for your gold, diamonds, coins, or silver than AJ Marks Jewelers. At AJ Marks, they treat every customer fairly, whether they are selling or buying. AJ Marks is a family-owned business and your premier fine jeweler for every generation. Visit AJ Marks in Hyannis or Wareham if you are looking for a special estate piece, want to create your own custom design, or if you need a jewelry repair. Getting engaged? If it's the right diamond, it's an AJ Marks diamond. Your family-owned jeweler is AJMarksJewelers.com.
This is just a feeling.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed here on 95.9 WATD. I'm your host for the day, Lisa Azizian, and I am your host because I have a chance to interview the host. That's Nicole Perry. She is the goddess, the diva of Powerful Women Revealed. This is her territory, but I've had the pleasure today of really being able to dive a little bit deeper into you and why you do what you do, because you're sitting in the chair your guests generally sit in.
Yes.
The powerful women that come through the studio door that are here for you to help tell their story. But you're sitting there today. And what I've learned today is the amount of passion that you have to help women succeed, to help them, whether or not it's to start off, whether or not it's to redefine, whether or not it's to take them to the next level. You've created some tools that are, I mean, for lack of a better word, really powerful resources to help someone. And this is fascinating to me. Somewhere in the day, you've been making time to write a book.
Yes.
All right. Why?
So, well, really, everything that I do is all about women. Mm-hmm. Right. So the show's all about women. The cards are all about supporting women, even though actually a friend's boyfriend said these are really great for guys, too. And I was like, yeah. It's all about the book is called I'm on a Love Diet. And for 365 days, I'm feeding myself love. And it's no secret. I'm going through menopause. I'm almost finished with menopause. It's kind of exciting. And during this journey of being an entrepreneur and being a caregiver and, supporting my family financially and everything that I do, I've gained a lot of weight over the last 6 years. And it's not because I'm not eating healthy. It's because what I think I'm eating is healthy. Okay. And I'm discovering some of the things I have been eating are not healthy, even though I thought they were.
Okay.
So the whole book has been a journey. Day one was October 4th last year, 2017. Day 365 will be October 3rd, 2018. And right now I'm editing chapter two. And I think that so that they can get the first chapter for free if they go to my website.
Oh, okay.
And they, I can't remember where on the website. Well, they can poke around. Sorry. I can't remember.
We'll see if we can find it before we leave you today.
Before we hang up, I almost said. anyway, everything I do is all about supporting women. And I'm supporting women with what I need. Because I know what I need is what other women need.
Right.
Right?
Right.
As an entrepreneur, I know what I need. I know I need to network. I know I need to do this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. So everything I do is all about supporting women in business. And the women that want to find out more about my team, they can contact me anyway, online, phone, I won't answer my phone now because the... Because there's all these fake calls, fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Fake calls.
Oh, forget about it.
Right?
I know.
But I have a great voice message, and they can leave a message, and I'll call you back. They can email me. But really, the group is for women who want to connect with other women, who are open-minded, who are ready to experience something so different than any other networking group, referral group, any group out there. It is just so different.
So you created this group, or you say team.
I'm building it right now.
You're
I have seven
it.
Women.
Oh, okay.
Including myself.
So this is new. This is
another
new sort of tool or resource.
But I have built teams in the past.
Yes.
And I know how to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
And third time's a charm.
Yeah. I mean, that's been your part of your world for so long, is bringing people together.
Yes. Exactly.
So we can get in on this right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's the ideal woman is somebody who wants exclusivity.
Okay.
In the group. They want equality. They want diversity. They want to build their network. They want to make new connections. They want to feel comfortable and have fun in an easy and relaxed meeting environment. They want to be a part of these little mini workshops at every meeting.
Okay.
They want to be motivated. They want to come because they want to surround themselves with other entrepreneurial spirited women.
So it is really looking for not only some sort of like-minded in the sense that you're all driving towards certain goals, but then you're open-minded enough to know, look, I may not have a skill set that I may be able to learn from somebody giving a workshop or a seminar. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to come together with this group. So it's really being open to the fact that you have something to offer, but you have more to gain and to learn too.
Yes. And I'm the one providing the workshop at every meeting.
Okay.
So the last couple of meetings, we worked on our ideal client. And it's really, really important to hyper focus on who that ideal client is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, you know, hyper focused it a step further with a little sheet that you circled all the different characteristics of who the ideal client is.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the following week we talked about our sphere, like who do we really want to come into the group so that you can pass referrals to each other and, you know, recommend each other.
Okay.
And then I give everyone a personal recommendation on LinkedIn. Like there's so many tools, so much energy, so much stuff.
You know, and sometimes I think that as an entrepreneur, a business owner, somebody that is charging up the ladder in their career, it's sometimes tough to carve out that time for either professional development or to take a step back to say, this is what I've got to do.
However, what you believe, you will be right. And if you think it's hard to get to the meeting in Kingston from 9 to 10:30 every Thursday morning, you will be right. But if you can change that belief, and I've had many coaches come on my show and talk about this too, but if you can change that belief to it's getting easier for my Thursday mornings to open up so that I can be a part of this fantastic opportunity. If it feels like a heavy weight on your shoulders to go to this thing every week, then this is not for you. But if you're looking for opportunity to connect, it's energy, it's just amazing.
And this could be that moment for somebody. They're hearing you now talking about the fact that you have these tools, you have this community you're building, and it might be that next step that somebody's looking for, that somebody needs. They may not even know it, but they're hearing you and they're saying, maybe this is for me. You've got to check out PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. That's where you can connect with Nicole. She's the host of Powerful Women Revealed here on WATD. But I'm Lisa Zizi, and I'm getting a chance to interview Nicole today. I'm having a lot of fun, and there's a lot more we want to talk about. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a few moments right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Leticia Costa, Vice President of Business Banking, Commercial Lender with Eastern Bank. Eastern Bank has been the number one SBA lender in New England for 8 consecutive years. My goal is to support small businesses with completely customizable lending options. It can be complicated, so that's why I, Leticia Costa, do all the heavy lifting for you. Let's start the conversation. Contact me at l.costa@easternbank.com.
Being an expert on your business is what you do best. But do you know what's happening behind the scenes of your website? Linda Greenberg with Firetail Marketing can give you a complete analysis on what's working and where your site is lacking. Linda founded Firetail Marketing to provide insight and help create the lead generation plan you desire. She can even give you tips on running a successful Facebook ad campaign. Get your analysis today. Contact Linda at firetailmarketing.com.
One tribe, one kind, one planet, one race. It's all one blood, don't care about your face. Color of your eye or the tone of your skin. Don't care where you are, don't care where you been. Cause where we gonna go is where we wanna be. The place where the native language is unity. And the continent is called Pangea. And the main ideas are connected like a sphere. No propaganda to try to upper hand us. Cause man, I'm loving this peace. Man, I'm loving this peace. Man, I'm loving this peace. I don't need no leader that's gonna force feed her. Concept to make me think I need her. Fear my brother and fear my sister and shoot my neighbor with my big missile. If I had an enemy, if I had an enemy, if I had an enemy, then my enemy's gonna try to come and kill me. Cause I'm his enemy. There's one tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD and online 95.9WATD.com. I'm Lisa Azizian and I'm sitting in the host chair today interviewing Powerful Women Revealed host Nicole Perry, and it's been a lot of fun. I can't believe we're winding down shortly.
I know.
But it's been great to learn about you, Nicole, your drive and passion to really build a community of female leaders, entrepreneurs here on the South Shore. And one of the things that is amazing, so we've covered a lot today. We've talked about, obviously, you've got the megaphone here Sundays on WATD after the noon news. You've got your social, your online, your community there. You've got your cards, the Powerful Women Reflections, a really great way to sort of kickstart the day. And you've got your crew, your group that you're building, the Powerful Warm Referrals. And this is the group that we've been talking about that really, and as you put it, it is to provide really personal and professional fulfillment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Giving oneself the gift of that personal and professional fulfillment, surrounding yourself with a community of women that are like-minded, but that you'll learn and grow from. And so these are all wonderful tools. Of course, you're writing to a book, which I don't know how you find the time, but you're writing this book too. And it's all coming together. It's all in the name of sharing the stories and empowering women. And it's amazing.
And the book, I just want to say, because you're saying, how do you find the time to do the book? Mm-hmm. It's really important that I've discovered, in the beginning of the book, I was writing, oh my God, I got to do a yoga for 20 minutes, a meditation for 20. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. And I've come full circle. I am like 11 months in. I have 1 month left of writing, less than 1 month left. And now I'm just spending the next 6 months editing. But now I almost refuse to give up my first 2 to 4 hours that I pour on me.
And every day.
Every day. Like when I have to, when I have to leave at 8:30 on Thursday mornings, that's my quickie day for myself.
Sure.
Where it's 6 to 8:30 is me. So it's my coffee, it's laundry, dishes, whatever I want to do, write my book, you know, meditate, do. Now I'm dancing in my bedroom every morning, and that's part of my workout.
I love it.
And yes, dancing in my bedroom, which I got to get my rugs cleaned because it's I'm like, get down on the floor. I'm like, damn, those stains. But anyway, so and every morning it's important for women entrepreneurs and in business owners to give yourself the gift of something in the morning just for you. You gotta, it's really important. And that's just loving yourself more.
It really must center you. It really give you great focus for the day.
Yeah. And I, you know, whether I meditate for an hour or, and it's not really a solid, you know, no noise, no nothing.
Sure. Like,
you know, I file my nails, I drink my coffee, like I do. There's like a whole process, but it's important, and I am accomplishing so much more when I do carve out that time for myself in the morning. And it's another way I want to help other women, inspire other women to do the same. Because I used to be that person that rolled out of bed and went right to the laptop.
Sure.
And then you're not, and then you're spending so much time
And then there's no time going to me.
And I always feel like when you do that, when you start your day where you're bombarded by messages mm-hmm. and people need you for things, or there's sort of a sense of urgency when you're reading and it's whatever it is, it almost throws you off.
Yeah.
You're sort of distracted. It's hard to sort of feel like you're getting off on the right foot if you don't carve out that time.
And it's almost like you're betraying yourself.
Mm.
Like, I just don't want to betray myself anymore. Like, I just want to, you know, focus on me in the first of the day and then focus on my team. And because the team and the book and the cards and everything and the show and all that I give with the radio show, because there's all those tools for that, everything is all about women.
Mm.
And it's all one. Mm. It's all become one. There's no right. more segmenting. It's like the people that are my team are the people that are my guests and blah blah blah, and
yeah,
and I'm just working to support all of my gals.
One tribe
mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
One tribe. So yeah,
well, talk a little bit about who inspires you, because you're inspiring a lot of people to really take a look at being their best self, developing some best practices to be the best coach, to be the best jewelry designer, to be the best, you know, whatever that their passion is.
Mm-hmm.
But who inspires you?
Well, a lot of people inspire me. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm dating myself when I say this, but I really do love Oprah.
And I
listen, and I know she's old school and all that, or whatever people have to say about her, but now I call them, he's not Deepak Chopra anymore. He's Deepak Oprah. Like, it's like I listen to the meditation that the two of them put together, and I feel like they're just brainwashing me with positive information every single day, and I love it. So I'm very inspired by them.
Yes.
But if I could say one last thing about marketing.
Yes.
I really want to emphasize that marketing is all about energy.
Mm.
And marketing can be fun. It
yes.
doesn't have to be heavy. It can be fun. It can be light, easy, breezy. But when you're paying somebody to help you with your marketing, like me, you still have to put your own energy into it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No doubt. You really have... I think sometimes it's, maybe people think, and correct me if I'm wrong, well, but I am passionate about what I do and I pour that into like my product or my service. But the truth is, you still have to be your own microphone, if you will, or your own sort of evangelist of.
Or advocate.
Advocate.
And sure. Before I did the radio, I had paid $400 for $100 a month for 4 months on a little magazine thing, like a little local magazine mm-hmm. thing. And I wrote a blog a couple years ago, and I frantically, while I was writing the blog, I wonder, because the blog was about marketing and advertising,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder what my sales numbers were. I looked at my numbers before the advertisement, and then I looked at my numbers after, and my sales had tripled. Sales mm-hmm. had tripled. And so you have to pour the energy into it.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter where it came. I didn't have a single person call me and say they called me because they saw that article.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my business was thriving.
Mm.
And that's what happens when people attach themselves to me. Their business is thriving.
It's about the connection. It is about your community and building powerful women right
mm-hmm.
here. Right here on the South Shore.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a real honor to talk to you today. Thank you for inviting me in to sit in your hot seat today.
Thank you for hosting. Can I leave with a quote?
Yes.
I have, because I like to give a final quote at the end of every show. So this is Tony Robbins. If you do what you've always done, you will get what you've always gotten.
Mm.
Goosebumping again.
All right. PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. That is Nicole Perry's website, PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Find the community that she is building.
And you got to say this, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Tune in again next week. I will not be here. It'll be Nicole Perry right in this hot seat here on 95.9
WATD.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Nicole.